Five Ways the Winter Season Glorifies the Supreme Lord by Krishna's Mercy.
Atyanta Sukha Sanchara Madhyahne Sparshataha Sukha Divasa Subhag Aditya Chaya Salil Durbhagga.
Quote, in the middle of the day, it is exceedingly pleasant to go about, and it is delightful to the touch. In the daytime, the sun is pleasing, while the shade and water are not pleasing. Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 1610. We have the premise of someone who is skilled in the art of praise. They can string together nice words about practically anyone they know. This is because they have a genuine appreciation based on the knowledge of the inherent connection everything and everyone has to the entire collective, which is known as Brahman.
Shri Bhagwan Uvach, Aksharam Brahma Paramam, Swabhavo Dhyatmam Uchyate, Bhut Bhavod Bhavkaro, Visarga Karm Sanjita.
Quote, the Supreme Lord said, the indestructible, transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called the Self. Action pertaining to the development of these material bodies is called karma, or fruitive activities. Bhagavad Gita 8.3. This same person is capable of praising the origin of everything as well.
They can glorify in a manner pleasing to the soul in something which feels like the constitutional position, dharma.
Though they try to curb the swelling of pride, understanding the pitfalls of the rise of false ego, ahankara, they cannot help but marvel at their own ability in this particular area. At the same time, we understand that glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead already occurs, on a constant basis, as if the great administrators are standing in an assembly line of a factory, ready to do their part, in a repeating fashion. We can study something common like the season of winter to see how it glorifies through its different and unique features. As the season appears every year, the glorification is continuous.
1. A halt to the fever of activities.
The populace essentially has to run for cover, not from a single calamity such as a devastating rainstorm or the sudden arrival of a tornado. The shift tends to be gradual, but there is a stark difference in the result. Instead of the constant blaring of machines to mow the lawn and blow the leaves, there is a general sense of quiet and calm. The children cannot run outside as much. Activity moves to indoors where the space is limited. Whatever plans were made, whatever routines people grew accustomed to, whatever expectations they may have created are now different. There is obstruction to consider. This change glorifies the Supreme Lord because it is a reminder of His awesome potency. He is the Supreme Spirit, Paramatma, while we are individual spirit, Jivatma. We have the ability to act, to choose how to move, how to rest, and the like. We can make choices, but we are ultimately not the doer.
Prakritya kriyamanani gunaye karmani sarvasha ahankar vimudhatma karta ham iti manyate.
Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are in actuality carried out by nature. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3:27.
2. Providing the much sought after variety.
There is the saying that variety is the spice of life. People who have moved to geographic regions which feature perpetual sunshine and moderate temperatures sometimes complain that there is a lack of variety. They get bored experiencing the same weather, day after day. The winter season brings a much-needed change. The days are shorter. The cold air can feel like a burst of rejuvenation for the exhausted adult stepping out in the morning. The children feel a powerful ice-like force hitting their faces as they walk to the bus stop in their travels to and from school. This variety is due to a higher power. He institutes the changes. These shifts are so predictable that they can be utilized in a comparison for understanding the periodic nature to happiness and distress.
Matra sparshastu konteya, shitoshna sukh dukhda, agma paino nityas, tans titikshasva bharat.
Quote, O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course, are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2:14.
3. Giving a visual to the absence of life.
There is the saying that you do not realize what you have until it is gone. The presence of a single instance of life can make that much of a difference, wherein you appreciate the significance of the association once it is not longer there, once you cannot rely upon a meeting, when you lose the assurance of a continued connection. The winter season is an annual reminder of that importance. The leaves are no longer on the trees. The flowers no longer ornament what is typically a beautiful landscape. The birds no longer hum in a sweet manner to welcome the beginning of a new day. If we feel appreciation in the absence of life, we are indirectly experiencing the importance to the life of all life, the source of power for that which is animate, the animating force itself. Everything has a link to the original source of power, who is actually the energetic Shaktiman.
Punyogand prithivyacha tejasyasmi vibhavso
jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapasyasmi tapasvishu taum bhiyestu ha.
Quote, I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat in fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all ascetics. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.9.
4. Creating an appreciation for the sun.
In their attempt to mock a culture they barely understand, the less intelligent will say that, without the introduction of English culture, invaded upon the area, a certain set of people would have remained primitive in their ways. Since they were introduced to literary artists such as Shakespeare, they became cultured enough to fit in with modern life, to make a living respectable enough to share with the rest of the world. The truth is that nothing can compare with the artistic expression embedded within Vedic culture, which is rooted in the connection to the Supreme Lord. From an ancient Sanskrit work like the Ramayana, we find beautiful artistic expression not only in praise of an avatara of God the person, but also of integral aspects to the life experience, such as friendship, parenting, and nature. Apricity is a word that refers to the warmth of the sun during the winter time. We can impress others by using this word, but we see that the same concept is already found within the Ramayana. Lakshman, who is also known as Ramanuja, describes how in winter the sun is pleasing, subhaga, during the day. The shade and water are not as agreeable, Durbhaga. In the winter, it is generally pleasing, Sukha, to roam about during the day. The ground is pleasing to the touch. This is due to the influence of the sun. The comparison is based on the same situation during the summertime. Especially in areas of the world with a tropical climate, it is dangerous to roam about during the daytime in that division of the year. The sun is not pleasing at all. It is the same sun, however. This means that the winter season glorifies the Supreme Lord through the added appreciation for the sun. We tend to notice the sun more during the winter. Apricity is a unique experience. It is a kind of taste that cannot be replicated during other times of the year.
5. Dear to Sri Rama.
Lakshman explains that the winter is dear to Sri Rama. This is a reference to a specific time of the year, the onset of winter in relation to a specific person, the eldest son of King Dasharatha. As winter occurs every year, it means that there is a season most pleasing to that beloved husband of Sita arriving on a recurring basis. With no external intervention necessary, there is glorification of the vanquisher of foes, of the deliverer of the sages dwelling in the forest conducive to austerity, Tapa.
In closing,
like cards my plans to fold, moved inside because of the cold, the winter season in all its might, but pleasure in sun shining bright, also to Sri Rama considered dear, praise from Lakshman to hear, as to recur automatically each year, glorification on schedule to reappear.